We were just saying, the O-Dog's in here, Bob McKenzie joining us here in the food truck in just a moment. We have spotted two different guys in Mikhail Grabowski jerseys.
Wow. That's an oldie.
Yeah, an oldie.
I used to like that guy. I don't know. I wasn't working here. Maybe I was.
We played the sound of him going off.
Remember him and Randy Carlisle? Oh,
yeah. Idiot.
Yeah.
Do you want to play it again?
Yes, let me hear it again.
All right, Mullen, do you have that? If you have it, let's rock it here, and let's hear what Mikhail Grabowski said exclusively to TSN 1050 the weekend of his wedding, which just happened to be the weekend he got bought out by the Maple Leafs.
I'm playing the f***ing Russian KHL. I make lots of f***ing points. What's going to happen? He make me f***ing play in the, like, fourth line, and they put me in the blow-off f***ing, in the, like, fourth line and third line again. Yeah, I don't score goals. I need to work more about that. I know that. But you feel support from your coach? I don't feel any support for this f***ing idiot.
How's that, Bob?
It's impressive.
What do you do with that kind of audio? I mean, if you're calling a player and you know he's not in a good mood, are you expecting that? I mean, where does the journalist in you respond?
Wasn't
to
that
a clip
the Beagle
like that?
That got that?
Yeah, it was Jonas Seager that got it.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a good clip.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's, you know what? Everybody complains when players don't, they give you the cliches, and then when somebody gives you the truth, some people get upset by it. So, no, bring it on.
Do you know where he plays right now, Mikhail Grabowski?
Nowhere, because he's got concussions.
Well, yeah. He does, but he's technically,
who has
his rights are owned by someone. Do you know who it is?
Vegas?
Yes.
Vegas. This guy's off to the second round.
If they win the cup.
Is he even, like, is he one of those guys, like, that wouldn't even go there, like David Clarkson, or, well, I don't even.
Do you know where David Clarkson's contract
Vegas?
Is?
Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah. Yep.
But do they even, do they have to move there and go there, or do they just say stay home and don't even.
Oh, no, there's no issues there. They're on LTIR.
And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, George McPhee doesn't even bother them. There's no point.
Nobody, they are on their own little island. They didn't even have to go to Robben Island.
Okay. Bob McKenzie joining us here in the truck ahead of Game 4 tonight. We're live at Maple Leaf Square. Puck drop in about 45 minutes right here on TSN Radio. To me, it feels the same tonight going into Game 4 as it did going into Game 3. Like, I feel like this is just as much of a must-win as Game 3.
I think you're absolutely right. You might feel like there's more confidence now, but I don't want to say there shouldn't be. And I do get when Mike Babcock says it's great for Austin Matthews to score a goal. Absolutely it is. It's great for Freddie Anderson to make a circus save in the final couple of minutes of the game. Understood. Helps your mindset, helps everything. But for all the same reasons that the Leafs were in a position to do what they did in Game 3 after two horrendous efforts in Boston, there's nothing to stop the Boston Bruins from doing in Game 4 what they did in Game 1 and Game 2. And that is, it goes back to the old thing we talk about all the time. There is no momentum from game to game in the playoffs. And it's especially true when you get to see the same opponent over and over and you get to strategize. And I know O was talking a lot on our SportsCenter hits about the stretch pass and how successful it was. And it changed the game. And I think it unnerved the Bruins, and I think it caught them a little bit off guard how frequently the Leafs were doing it. And now they're going to be ready for that. So now they're going to make adjustments. And so now will Toronto make adjustments in
it's like a poker game.
Exactly. Right. And it's back and forth. And so maybe all the things that worked so well last game aren't going to work at all tonight. You don't know. But the point being is it's a hockey game. That's why they play the games. But, you know, anybody who would think that the Leafs had no chance in Game 3 are probably a lot of the same people who think that Boston's got no chance tonight.
Right. Well, and you talk about momentum and how it doesn't exist. I think you can have a similar conversation revolving around the officiating, where in Game 3, the refs decided to let them play. There were only a couple of penalties called outside of the Marchand-Riley coincidentals at the end of the third period, which were irrelevant at that point. How do you think the teams feel about that going into Game 4 and having no idea what these new refs are going to be calling?
Yeah, well, that's part of playoff hockey. You just kind of got to, you know, you got to read the game real quick. And the one thing I've noticed that they have been calling a lot is guys are getting, if you're going to scrum it up, one guy's been going. And that's been upsetting to teams. Winnipeg Jets were upset when Adam Lowry got taken off. Washington Capitals were upset when Tom Wilson got taken off. Because you got a scrum and everybody's punching each other and everybody's knocking each other down. And then they've been taking one guy, not two. And the guy that's going to the box is thinking, man, that just seemed like good old-fashioned. I beat him up. He beat me up in a scrum, and I'm going to the box. But that's the danger you run into if right. you don't play whistle to whistle. So the lesson there is play whistle to whistle and don't get into the scrum stuff. And you should get a pretty clear read on the refs early in the game as to whether everything is being called or whether it's a little bit Hudson Bay.
Well, outside of the stick swinging late in the game, Marchand has stayed out of the box. Yet there have been a couple of times where you watch him, you're like, that's kind of an interesting move. Maybe they could have called that. I mean, as much as he's a brilliant player and he drives you nuts, he's perfected.
By the way, watch for him tonight. I just got a feeling about that guy where it's one of those games that this guy shows up and he gets the job done. They want this win tonight.
Oh, of course they do.
And
but
like, he seems like the kind of guy that would just be that guy.
He's one of the most clutch players. And I know clutch gets overrated a little bit and people don't want to ascribe intangibles to a player that, you know, they're either a good player, they're a bad player, and the magnitude of the game doesn't really matter. But I think for a player like this, it does. Whether it was Game 7 against the Boston Bruins, whether it was the World Cup game. And I'm not saying this is on the same level as that, but he's most certainly a guy that senses the moment and has the ability to elevate and play at a really high level. And let's be honest, he plays on one of the very best lines in the league. And the Leafs took this line to the woodshed pretty good last game. Bergeron was -2. Pasternak was -2. And Marchand was -3.
Yeah.
And they're going to be, you know, they're proud guys. And you heard Bruce Cassidy in the off day say, yeah, you know what, their big guys showed up and our guys kind of got schooled a little. Well, I'm sure they'll be... they're looking to answer for that. And so it will be a highly motivated number one line that, when it's going, is amongst the very best lines in the league.
With Bob McKenzie again, game four tonight, puck drop at 7, pregame at 6:30 right here on TSN Radio.
Moving away from the Leafs, has the sideshow started around the league? Billy Peters coaching, what happens in Anaheim? Like, it could all just kind of explode.
Yeah,
now.
You know what? There's lots of things percolating, and obviously the first one we're kind of watching is Billy Peters. His window to leave Carolina and seek employment elsewhere closes up tomorrow. And my understanding is there's a lot of conversation between him and the Calgary Flames right now. I think they're trying to finalize a deal. I'm not reporting that it's done, but I'm suggesting that I wouldn't be surprised if they get it done. The one thing I think is pretty clear, and I was tweeting about this morning, I don't think Billy Peters wants to go back to Carolina, and I don't think Carolina owner Tom Dundon particularly wants him back, to
really?
Be honest. So it's one of those cat and mouse games where if he doesn't get a deal done with Calgary, and as I say, I wouldn't be surprised if he does, but if he doesn't get that done by the deadline, you know, you're a coach in the NHL, you may not want to go back there, but you don't want to leave money on the table and say, yeah, you know what, that last year on my contract, don't worry about it. I'll just go to unemployment and hopefully I'll get hired in Dallas or
tell you what, there's not a lot of coaches that can say, I don't want to go back there, and they might be screwed and not have a job. This guy's fortunate. For not winning, he can just pick right up and have another offer right in the table.
Yeah, Brad Freeliving and they were together in the World Championships in the past and got to know each other pretty well, and he's an Alberta guy, and we've kind of sense right from the get-go that if Glenn Gullitson were let go, which he was, that Bill Peters would be front and center as a possibility. Daryl Sutter's name cropped up, amongst others. But I think all things being equal, if they can get the contract done, they are in this window where maybe something will happen here in the next 24 hours in Calgary. But we'll have to wait and see. As I said, nothing's done yet. And I don't mean Dundon. Nothing is a done deal yet. But we'll see where it goes from here in the next 24 hours.
How do you think the NHL feels about all of these suspensions, all these one-game suspensions that have been going on? And it seems like it began with Doughty, where Doughty, that was a controversial hit, but a lot of people see it one way, other people see it the other way. And it really set the tone. And because Doughty came out the next day and just absolutely ripped into the league and ripped into the decision, it got to a point where it felt like the league was kind of on the clock for the next suspension. We just found out Ryan Hartman's been suspended. Josh Morrissey got suspended. Kadri got 3 games. Like, do you think if they could have a mulligan, they'd go back and say, you know what, actually, that Doughty suspension, not a suspension.
No, They believe, and I realize Drew was upset about it, and I realize a lot of people who like hitting in hockey say, hey, he wasn't trying to take his head off. He was trying to make a body check. He didn't quite square up and hit him entirely. Clipped the head a little bit. That's not a suspension. Well, the National Hockey League says otherwise. Now, people then say, well, what about Kucherov last night? Exact right. same hit. It's not the same hit.
Right.
As soon as I saw it, I said, everybody's going to say this is the same hit. It's not the same hit. He got much more body on body. And I'm not even sure 100%. I watch it over and over and over again, and I'm sure player safety gets better looks at it than I do. I'm not sure there was direct contact to the head. There may have been, but in the NHL rules, if you get a full body on body hit, and even if your shoulder drills the guy in the jaw or front in the face, it doesn't matter as long as you got that full body on body. And in the eyes of the NHL, they believe Kucherov got full body on body in Vatanen. And whether he hit him in the head or whether his head snapped back, whether he got injured, it doesn't matter to them. That was more directly lined up than what Doughty did. And listen, I'm a guy now who says, no hits to the head, no excuses. I'm ready to penalize anybody who hits anybody in the head. The league's not. The rules are what they are right now. I think they called the rules according to what they are. A lot of people disagree.
You guys are off to do SportsCenter.